dharma and karma. The word dharma originated in the ancient language of Sanskrit. It's a principal element of the great religions of Buddhism and Hinduism, and at its most basic, it means protection. But what makes dharma so compelling is that it's a proactive concept. Protecting ourselves from unhappiness is no one else's responsibility but ours. And it's accomplished not by physical force, but by living within our own inner laws of righteousness, peace, and tolerance. Dharma dictates absolute honor for all living things and the land that nourishes them, and the belief that until each of us finds our own inner peace, there aren't enough marches, protests, and demonstrations in the world to achieve peace among the nations on earth. There are no specific rules in living according to dharma, other than not causing harm to any human, animal, or the land itself. Instead, it's based on the idealistic premise that humankind ultimately will rise to its own innate, sacred goodness when shown the way to its spiritual path. My spirit guide, Francine, points out there's a universal dharma. And since our universe was created by God, it's not surprising that its dharma is the same righteousness, peace, and tolerance we possess within ourselves. When we live outside the bounds of our own divine dharma, we're naturally out of sync with the universe and pay the price in the form of stress, misery, and bitterness, regardless of how much wealth and supposed success we might accumulate. Karma is a sister of dharma in that it offers a roadmap outlining amazingly simple directions to a peaceful, fulfilling life of goodness. Karma is another universal law that really does boil down to all those sayings you've heard before. What goes around comes around. What ye sow, so shall ye reap. And you get back what you give. In this life or the next one, it's a guarantee that your karma will catch up with you, good or bad. Actually, a friend of mine insists it takes 5 years for bad karma to catch up with someone who has it coming, on the condition that you not interfere or lift a finger to try to speed it up in any way. Don't waste one moment of your time and energy on revenge or causing them even minor trouble or wishing them the worst possible luck. Sure, it's tempting, but his theory is they don't deserve the compliment of any more of your attention, even if it's negative. And besides, if you retaliate or wish awful things on someone, who wants that karma? Mentally and emotionally, he's the healthiest person I've ever met, so I've been enjoying watching his 5-year theory play out, and I don't have a single disagreement with it so far. There are a couple of finer points of karma that are often misunderstood and need to be cleared up. One is that motives are a major factor when it comes to reaping what we've sown. We've all hurt people in our lives, and I'll bet 30 to 40% of my clients every single week spend part of our time together trying to work through the guilt they're consumed with over that one issue. In addition to asking if they've done everything they can to take responsibility for the pain they've caused and to make things right again, my other inevitable question relates to karma. Did you deliberately hurt that person, or was it inadvertent? Genuinely inadvertent harm, harm you had no reason to believe you would cause by your actions, doesn't equate to the dark karmic clouds that are guaranteed by harm you were well aware you might be causing and didn't let that stop you. The reverse is equally true, by the way. If you live your life with little or no regard for other people, but have developed a talent for shifting the blame or creating inventive excuses when it looks as if there might be consequences, don't be too quick to relax. There's no such thing as getting away with it when it comes to karma. It will all catch up with you. It just will. As the saying goes, that's not a threat. It's a promise. Also, remember that when we plan our upcoming lifetimes, we write the chart for those lifetimes according to the spiritual learning and growth we want to accomplish. Nothing is inflicted on us. Whatever we go through in any given incarnation, it's because we chose it ahead of time. It's how we handle the best and worst of what we choose that determines our success. In essence, then, a simple formula for those of us, myself included, who never stop trying to deepen our spiritual consciousness is to learn every day through our karma while living every day by our dharma.